Hey, hey, gang, as we segue into a fresh season of educating our audience around the power of LinkedIn for lead generation, it is my pleasure to bring to you some episodes around the power of LinkedIn today and why small business owners should be resorting to this platform, number one, for organic lead generation, where they are seen amongst the masses in competition because they aren't competing on saturated platforms. I hope you guys really enjoy these next couple of episodes where we're really leaning in and getting you guys excited for the use of the LinkedIn platform to 10x your lead generation with ease.
Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in. So, number one, average age. Who can guess the average age as a general conglomerate between Instagram and Facebook? Average age is 21 years old. Now, what is the average age on LinkedIn? Average. It's 35. So you have to ask yourself, who is my ideal buyer persona? Okay. Now, one can argue, well, Facebook and Instagram have so many more users. That's why there's such a big spread. Correct. But I'd rather be laser focused on where my ideal client is without the noise. So for me, my ideal client is an online business owner, right? Who's probably over the age of 30. Depending on my business, whether it's our academy or our agency, is a different level of client and their experience in their business and revenue, right? So knowing the demographic and age group is really important. Number two, average income. Who knows the average income of the Facebook and Instagram user? So the average income for Facebook and Instagram is 23, approximately 23, with the most recent data that I looked up. Now, what's the average income for LinkedIn? Yeah, it's higher. It's $100,000 per head, okay? So how many of you have a high ticket offer? How many of you would like less cost objections? So when I pivoted to LinkedIn, the amount of cost objections like literally plummeted to the ground. Now you get time objections because people are busy showing up and getting shit done, right? But the cost objections nearly disappear, okay? Now, depending on your price point, right, you've got to get into your value and their need and your ability to close the gap and be a solution for them and a solution-based business, whatever it is, right? So why does this matter? It may or may not matter for you. I don't know what your price point is. I don't know what your service is, right? But whether you're in real estate, financial services, whether you're a coach or product-based, you have the opportunity on this platform to know that the average customer or user of the platform makes over $100,000 a year, okay? Now, let's get into mindset because this one is good. Now, I want you guys to be honest, and this is going to be fun. I want you just off the cuff. Of course, you're here, so you're curious about LinkedIn, right? But what is your like knee-jerk word, term, thought when you hear the word LinkedIn? When you think about LinkedIn and you think about like the average user, boring. Yeah. Who's got a really boring feed right now? You're like, how do people make money over here? It's so boring, right? Okay. This is my tough love. If your feed is boring, that's on you because you haven't grown a good network. When you get really strategic and know who you want to attract and start bringing them into your feed is so energetic and so fun and polite. And it's a great place to learn, right? But we have to know how to nurture and grow that audience. I just need to make it more welcoming. Yes, business friendship. Okay, snoozer. Thank you. Be honest, right? Before I leaned into LinkedIn, it was full of a lot of like 50 to 60 year old white males in business suits in corporate America, specifically pharma or pharmacy, because I came from the pharmaceutical industry and I came from a doctorate in pharmacy. My feed was a snooze fest. Then I got to work strategically growing my network with key terms like women and founder and CEO and business. And I got to work knowing who I was looking for and engaging with them. And all of a sudden, the magic started to happen. All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a million-dollar business on the internet in just 19 months, and you can too. My name is Melissa Hinnall, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. You guys, LinkedIn is not the LinkedIn a decade ago. Again, any of you guys know Gary Vaynerchuk? Because I like love him and his content is amazing. Yes. And he says this all the time. You know, LinkedIn, first of all, LinkedIn is not the LinkedIn it was a decade ago. And the number one most employable demographic right now is the Gen X, right? So what's happening is how people use social media has changed how people use LinkedIn because of the most employable demographic on LinkedIn right now. It's changed the way the platform is used and how people engage. And it's up to you who's actually in your feed. But people, especially post pandemic, post a lot of political nastiness on the other platforms that a lot of people have left. I mean, maybe some of you are already gone from like Facebook, right? Some of you have totally aborted ship. And so what we have found is that LinkedIn is like a haven of like professional, but nice, kind people who are there to network and to grow and have trustworthy news and connections. And people aren't just there to look for a job. I cannot underscore that enough. If you strategically grow your network with the right group, they're not just there to look for a job. They're there for personal and professional growth. They're there for networking, which is why the engagement is through the roof on the platform right now. And if you're in business, it's the number one business to business platform. If you're in business, you should have a profile, right? Because when people look you up, it's going to show up in SEO for Google, right? Okay. So Why do people go to Instagram and Facebook? Yeah, Megan said, I always thought people went there just to look for a job. And we're going to get into that with content in a day or two, because your mindset about jobs and people using it to look for jobs is inhibiting you from marketing yourself appropriately as the solutions-based business owner that you actually are, right? So people are mindlessly scrolling on Instagram and Facebook. How many of you as business owners, when you've got 2 minutes between calls or to kill, what do? You go check your likes and your comments. You want a dopamine hit. You're actually zoning out from what's important. You're zoning out and killing time, right? You're looking for that dopamine hit. You're also maybe there to connect with friends and family and be nosy. Maybe you've got an ex you're stalking. I don't know. But people use those platforms for very different reasons than they use LinkedIn. And this is very important when it comes to marketing. This is why our clients are winning, because we know the psychology of the platforms and how to market on them. People go to Instagram and Facebook to zone out, you included, most likely, unless you're in there as the business owner checking up on things because you're running your business there. I want you thinking like the end consumer, the average person. They're there to zone out, right? LinkedIn, people go there to take action. People go there to strategically network. People are looking for networking opportunities. I can't tell you how many of our clients, and you'll hear from some of them, are landing appearances on podcasts, in books, writing in chapters, being interviewed in different masterminds, getting massive visibility for their businesses by being active on the platform and networking with the right people. Sometimes it'll be a transaction, literally in the DMs, but many times it's networking with the right influencers who get you in front of the right people who generate the leads for your business. And that's the piece so many digital CEOs have not realized, but not you. You're here, right? And you know the massive opportunity to network, to get in front of the right communities, to be seen, to serve, right? Okay. So people go to LinkedIn because they're there for professional and personal growth, but also it's trustworthy, right? It's trustworthy. Now, the next thing I want you to think about is when we think about mindset, the next thing I want to get to, it kind of folds in together, is the device that is actually used. Most people who have a LinkedIn account also have a Facebook and Instagram account. But humor me this, where they are in their mindset, device, and all the things makes a huge difference in how your content is received or even seen because of their mindset, where they are, and the noise that's cluttered in the feed, okay? The number one device that's used for Facebook and Instagram, what is it? It's the phone. So what do we know about the phone? I see many of your beautiful faces right now. Most of you are probably on your computer. You're sitting, you're paying attention, and you're locked in with your ass in a chair. Or maybe you're at a standing desk like me. But I've got your undivided attention. Those of you, as I scroll over where I can't see your beautiful faces, oh, look, page 2, I see a bunch of beautiful faces too. I get to page 3, I don't see anybody's face. Page 4, page 5. Many of you are on your phones, and maybe you're at work. Maybe you're in a commute. Maybe you're grocery shopping. Maybe you're taking care of your kids. I don't know. But what I know is the psychology behind being distracted and the device you're on, right? So what's interesting is, what's the number one device that people use on LinkedIn? It's the desktop. Okay. This all goes together full circle. So just follow me on this for a minute. Okay. When you're sitting in front of your computer and you're at a desktop, you are much less distracted. Okay. Most people, it's bad hygiene, but we all do it. Most people, like, their alarm goes off in the morning, it's their phone. Right? The first thing they do, they're like wiping sleep out of their eye and they're checking their feed. They're sitting on the toilet. They're making their coffee, right? Is that the time to be selling somebody something, right? Is that the time that you really want your message in their feed? By the way, cluttered with everyone else trying to sell shit on those platforms? No, right? Same message, totally different environment. Now I have a cup of coffee. I'm sitting at my computer. I've showered. I've like seen my kids out the door. Maybe I'm at my office. I've caught up on my emails. Now I'm taking a break because I want to go network professionally on LinkedIn and catch up on some things. And you have my undivided attention with, by the way, way little noise. We'll talk about that in a second. Nobody else has the same message you do on the platform. No one else is the authority in what you do on the platform. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, your content is right in front of my face while I'm drinking my coffee. And I'm like, they are talking to me. That is exactly how I feel, or that's exactly what I need. Totally different environment, totally different reception energetically. Is that making sense to you guys? Right? You're a little more organized in front of your computer versus maybe you're at a stoplight at your phone. Who like scrolls at a stoplight, right? No, Renee says no, that's bad. Okay. So my point here is that your mindset and is very much related to the device you're on, where you are in your day, and why or what you're on the platform for, right? Now, what I didn't hit on, and we'll talk about algorithms. I was going to get into that next, but the bottom line is, do you guys want to guess what percent, even though LinkedIn has had its highest year in revenue yet, highest number of users yet, what percent of users on the platform actually post content? This is going to blow your mind. 4. Yes, my friends. 4% of users post content, which means there's all these bodies hyperactive on the platform, but they don't know how to post content, or they're scared to post content. They don't know how to post content, but they're over there networking. I say this all the time. You can be consistent on any platform and be successful. It's just the difference in definition of consistency. The definition of consistency on Instagram is 3 reels a day and 18 to 24 stories. So if you want to lip sing and you want to dance and you want 18 to 24 stories a day, you're in the market to compete. That's consistent. On LinkedIn, consistency is maybe 3 to 4 posts a week that provide value. You're not competing with the masses. There isn't the noise. Is this making sense? Okay. So I hope some of you, there's like fire on your head, just like, oh my God, I just need to get consistent with my content. Yes. And you need to grow your network. You can't have a dead audience. Your content could be dead on, but if you've got a dead audience, you're not going to be successful. Okay. Search engine. Did you know that LinkedIn was actually originally designed as a search engine? Oh my God. It's Pandora's box. When you learn how to use what we call Boolean modifiers, you can fine tune specifically like a ninja who you want to manifest into your network. You can't do that on the other platforms. You just can't, right? The organic reach through the roof. Once you get really savvy with LinkedIn versus Instagram, you can make the same posts on both pages and your mind will be blown the amount of engagement on the same post on LinkedIn versus the other. Now, the caveat is, have you worked to grow a network that will engage? So don't tell me you made the post and there was no engagement if you haven't done the work to grow the network like you have on the other platforms. Does that make sense? Your ROI on LinkedIn is a no-brainer. Your ROI for the content you put out, no-brainer, right? Okay, so organic reach is through the roof. If you go up another level and instead of making a static post, which only 4% of people do, but you go live, mind blown with visibility. Thanks guys so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word updates to 1-833-310-7171. Again, text the word updates to 1-833-310-7171. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social, because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.